Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today on Why Am I So Happy? Paula Vale here, your host. I am thrilled to have just an amazing guest with us today. Her name is Jennifer Noelle Taylor. A little bit about Jennifer. She is an energy healing practitioner, self-help motivator, and the CEO of Quantum Touch and Company. She has dedicated her life work to helping people discover the healing power of their love. She also is the author of an amazing bestseller, Love Incorporated, which is just a fantastic book. And I have to say, welcome, Jennifer, and I'm just so thrilled that you're the CEO of Quantum Touch Incorporated. I love Richard Gordon. I've interviewed him a couple times. So welcome to the show. So happy to have you here.
Oh, great. Well, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here. And yes, I love working with Richard as the CEO, and he's just great. Great energy.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell him next time you see him. Hugs from Paula Vale. He's awesome. Well, Jennifer, please tell us a bit more about your background and how you ended up on the path that you're on, where you're at, compared to, you know, how you started out in your career.
Okay, so I started out my career completely miserable. I got a degree in computer science at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, California. And shortly after I got my degree, I discovered how much I didn't like my job. So first of all, I was in a freezing cold cubicle, and I was doing really mundane work. And I also felt like something was just off, that I wasn't really doing what I came here to do. And so I was really depressed at my job. And so outside of work, I ended up going to massage school. I was just fascinated by human touch, and why is human touch so gratifying? Like, what's the magic behind touch? And I was trying to understand that. So I went to massage school, and I discovered energy healing in massage school. And so that was 14 years ago, and not many people believed in energy healing, but I got fascinated by it. I would start playing with energy in my free time and creating balls of chi, and I'd see lights around people, and I knew that we could use this energy to help others heal and help ourselves heal. And then the universe said something that was really crazy. And first of all, I didn't know the universe could talk, but I figured that out. The universe said, energy healing is your life work. And yeah. I knew this was really crazy because, first of all, nobody I knew made a career doing energy healing. And so I didn't know how I would get paid doing this. And I was used to a really nice salary because when you work in software, you get really nice pay. And I just thought the universe was absolutely nuts. I mean, I love the idea, but I had no clue, really, how to create a living doing it. But I still love the idea so much that I kept on following the steps outlined by the universe. So the universe kept on guiding me to go certain directions. And at one point, I was guided to go to this lecture by Richard Gordon, who happened to be on Maui, where I lived at the time. And I went to the lecture, and then the universe said something even more crazy to me. The universe said, all right, now this is who you need to connect with because you're going to be running his company. So first of all, I didn't even know Richard Gordon. Second of all, how was I supposed to tell him that, well, I'm your new CEO? I mean, I thought the universe was absolutely crazy, but I still followed the universe. I started hanging out with Richard, and I attended his workshop in Honolulu. So I knew Richard for a weekend. I got to know him for a weekend. And then out of the blue, one day we were talking on the phone, and I said, Richard, what if I just, you know, move in with you in Santa Cruz? And again, that was pretty crazy. I knew him for about 3 days, but I did it anyways. I just followed this intuition. I quit my job as a software developer. I had no employment lined up in sight. I got a one-way ticket to Santa Cruz, California, and I just camped out on his couch. And, you know, my mom called and said, do you have any plans to get a job or support yourself? Because my parents had a little trouble with this since they financed my my college degree, and here I was not really doing anything. But as it turned out, when I moved in with Richard about a month later, the CEO of Quantum Touch, who was running it then, she called me and said, you know, this company is failing. I'm going to get a real job. Do you want to take it over? And I said, sure. But again, I thought that was a little nuts because I had no business background and the company was completely failing. Mm-hmm. And so I basically jumped onto the Titanic. And yes. But again, like that's where, you know, the divine guidance kept on saying, okay, now do this, now do this, now do this. And I kept on following like little, like a lighted pathway. And so now actually the company is doing really well. I'm really, I really love working as a CEO. It's 14 years later and we have people all over the world doing Quantum Touch and I absolutely love it. Oh, so, yeah.
That is so fantastic. And that just tells us how listening to the universe and the messages and doors will open and they'll send opportunities that we may not even realize are out there. So tell us, Jennifer, when you first took over this CEO job, I'm imagining you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have business training, whatever. Were you frightened or did you just say, I know I can do it? How did you progress with that?
Well, I had this attitude of, I really want to do this. I'm going to figure it out because it was something that my heart was just saying, yes, 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 yes. So I didn't get into the fear too much, but I was actually, there was some concern about the money situation because mm-hmm. there was no money. So I would say the only hard part for me was the financial backing of the business, having to basically, in my opinion, create funding out of nowhere. And I made a lot of mistakes, but I did feel really, you know, divinely guided through the whole thing.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh. I love that. I love that. So what inspired you? Okay, let's go with where you're at. You became the CEO. You became absolutely in love with energy healing, and I'm right there with you. Love it, energy sister. It's beyond words. What then inspired you to write your amazing book, Love Incorporated?
Actually, the book actually wrote me. I was out. I spent a lot of time gardening the last year, and I just got fascinated with how I could send love to the garden and make it grow. So I was really into this last year and I was out there and all of a sudden the universe said, okay, it's time to write a book and here's everything that's in it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Break that down, Jennifer. So was it you just sat down with a pen and paper and just the thoughts came to you? How did that play out?
Well, the universe handed me just all of a sudden the four insights I talk about in my book. And so I wrote those down. And then I said, all right, well, here's the book. So now it was just about fleshing out all the information. And it was almost like taking a dictation from the universe. And the universe said, okay, now write this. And I'm like, okay. And so the book just was just like a gift from the universe that went through me and I had to type it up, but it felt like the universe, I don't know if that makes sense, it felt like the universe moving through me out to paper, you know, out to my computer.
Yes, yes. Oh, that so makes sense. I love it. As you were writing this book, who did you feel the book was for and what did you think the readers would learn from this book?
I felt like it really was to help people have faith in their divine guidance. And when I first wrote the book, I sent out some review copies to people and dropped some off. And one of the people managed to get my book. I didn't drop it off specifically for her, but she managed to find it. And she read it, and she said that it helped her connect with her divine guidance. It helped her feel the energy of spirit. And I think that's ultimately how my book helps people, is it gives them hope that there is divine guidance out there and that you can connect with it and it can lead you and inspire you and provide hope and show you a loving path in your life.
Yes, yes. So what would you say to the listeners today, how they can connect with their heart and to the universe and, you know, pull this in and make this part of their journey and their path? What would you say to them?
Okay, so I would say that the first thing to acknowledge is that we're spiritual beings in a human body. To really understand that the universe is made up of love, cleverly disguised as matter, as I call it. So that's the first step, is just that acknowledgement. The second thing that I believe that can help people is, because guidance speaks through the heart and it doesn't speak through the head, that really the next step is to do things that open the heart. So whatever it is, if you can spend some time every day opening the heart, like, you know, maybe, you know, taking the dog for a walk or petting your cat, or for me, when I got into gardening, like, my heart was really open because I was fascinated by nature and sending in energy, and that really opened my heart. And I was just, every day I would be like blessed with a new flower that would open, and it just tickled me, you know, so that opened my heart. And that's how I feel like the universe speaks, is when your heart's open. Doing energy healing or some other spiritual healing work, again, that comes through the heart. So that's another way to open the heart. And when you open the heart, and the universe speaks through the heart, so you will get messages that way.
Yes, yes. So a key is to open the heart and allow ourselves to just listen to our heart, would you say?
Yeah, allow yourself to listen to your heart. And also, I think a lot of people have this battle between the mind and the heart.
Yes.
Like, the heart says one thing that seems a little bit nutso, and then the mind says, well, you know, that's not practical. You know, I gotta be practical. And I think an openness to the idea that perhaps the universe is a bit magical.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. And when we open to that love and open to universe, it's amazing, Jennifer, the doors that can open for us when we just allow.
Yeah, I have a story about this.
Love it.
When I took over as CEO, we were pretty much, you know, there was no money. it was a financial disaster. And I felt guided to connect with somebody in our community. And I thought, you know, I'm just looking for friends and people to connect with. And one woman in particular invited us out to dinner. And so we went out to dinner with her. And she ended up donating a bunch of stock to us. And we cashed it out, and it kind of funded our company for a while. And that was just like a magical thing that I never thought would be possible. You know, it was just following guidance, and all of a sudden we had a solution that was completely out of the box to like our money issues.
Yes.
So amazing. And then she kind of disappeared. I kind of believe it was like an angel.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I so believe things like that happen every day. They do. All around the world. It happens with that love. I love it. Well, everyone, we are going to pop out for a commercial, and we will be back in just a moment, so don't go anywhere. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you so much.
Everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on VBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program. And look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am here today with Jennifer Noelle Taylor. She is the author of an amazing book, Love Incorporated. She is the CEO of an amazing quantum healing corporation and does a lot of quantum touch energy healing. Does so much for so many people. Jennifer, we've been chatting about how you got to where you are today, and we were just discussing your awesome book. I'd like to ask you, because I'm right there with you. You know, I know that you tell us the importance of love and the importance of love in your business. So please share with the listeners why it's important for them to have love in a business.
So love is actually, I believe, the currency of a business. It actually is the basis of business. Businesses that do well, I feel like, are born from love. You know, like the Apple CEO founded it based on a vision that he loved. And yes. And that's really the energy behind a company. So I think a lot of people in the business world think that profit is the driving force behind a business. Like the purpose of a business is to make a profit. I feel like the purpose of a business is to share love into the world. And then the profit is a result.
Yes.
But it's not the purpose. And really, if you want a more scientific bent on that, I mean, the universe is actually a realm of possibilities. And then by observation, as shown in quantum physics, by our observation, it chooses a possibility from the realm of possibilities. And this realm of possibilities is, I feel, the realm of love, because everything is really love. So if your business is devoid of love, it can't really exist for that long because it's losing its oxygen.
Yes.
I hope that made sense, but it's the fundamental property of a business.
So would you say love, it gives us that connection which opens up those possibilities?
Yeah, so love is the currency, and it allows us to actually thrive, I feel like, because if you take the love out of a business, I feel like that business eventually starves.
Mm-hmm.
It no longer can function as a business. It may be profitable for a while, but eventually I feel like that business will unfold on itself because it
yes.
no longer has that life force.
Yes.
That life force is love.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. In my 27 years as a restaurant manager and owner, my whole focus was my customers and my employees. I loved my customers so much. I still miss that. And my employees, I didn't do it for the tips. I didn't do it for the profits. But the money came. And I really believe that. You're right there. You know, that is such a huge message, Jennifer.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of the business side, you know, focusing on the love part and then focusing on how do you create financial alignment doing what you love. Because for me, I had a little trouble, even though I was doing what I loved, I had a little trouble with the money part even after that. And that was really interesting. It was like, where was I struggling there?
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think for a lot of people that are out there doing what they love, it also, for me, where I think I failed was I didn't follow my divine guidance all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was part of my lesson, is really I need to connect in every time with my divine guidance.
Yes.
And so when you do that, I feel like the money does align.
Yes, I agree. And it doesn't mean, like from my example with my restaurant, I did the bookkeeping. I tried to be very articulate and have really well-balanced books, everything in order. But then I would do that. I'd be done with it, and I'd be off to just love my customers and love serving them, and it all comes through. I really believe that the divine guidance is a big part of that. And I saw so many examples in my business. It's a great thing.
Yeah. I think that the customers feel your love. I mean, that actually is
yes.
What attracts, you know, customers. And I know that when I drew my business, if I ever did something I didn't really love or didn't really believe in, that particular element would not have any customers, because I think people know that you're not really loving what you're offering. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So that's a key part of creating customers, is the love is what attracts them.
And people feel that, don't they, Jennifer? They feel what's in our core and what's in our heart. They really do.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of business these days is due to word of mouth, because we're so inundated by marketing and sales and information that a lot of people no longer look at that for what they're going to consume, right? So a lot
mm-hmm.
of people can feel the love behind a product, and I feel like that attracts people. And then that also creates the word of mouth that brings in, I feel like, the majority of business.
Yes, yes. Now, with what you did in your career path, with quitting that job and going a whole different direction, many people can't just up and leave their life and their career at the drop of a hat if they feel they aren't in the right place. What would you say is one simple thing that they should be doing in the meantime while they try to start setting some new wheels in motion? What would you recommend to the listeners?
Oh, that's a great question. So, yeah, I totally hear you. I mean, you know, it's hard to walk away from income if you have obligations like a
mm-hmm.
mortgage or kids or whatever. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes just leaving a paying job and trying to do something on your own without a source of revenue could be difficult. So I really believe, though, that listening to your divine guidance is so key, because in my case, that's what I did. I just left and you know, took a leap of faith and followed my divine guidance. But I believe that your guidance will direct you in the right direction. So I feel like what you can do every day as a practice is do what you love every day, even if it's just for 10 minutes. I mean, for me, when I was working as a software developer and completely depressed at my job, I went to massage school at night. And so I spent part of my day doing what I loved and the rest of the day just wishing
uh-huh.
wishing I could be doing something else. But, you know, at least I was starting to go in that direction. I really wasn't sure where it would lead, but I was getting started in that direction. So I feel like if your heart is speaking to you, just get started somewhere. You know, there's like, for me, it was massage school, but whatever it is, just get started with it on some level.
Yes, yes. So what would you say would be some key signs that would tell someone they're not on the right path, that maybe they should consider a different path?
That's great. I love that question. So key signs, there's a lot of drama in your life. You dread Monday morning. If you have a traditional work week, you dread the first day of work for the week. You're depressed at your job. You feel burnt out, worn out, overly tired. You don't feel healthy. Maybe you even have a health condition. I feel like sometimes a lot of these issues that people have with their health are actually due to they're not on their path, and the universe is saying, all right, you weren't listening to us. Here's a health problem. Now we're going to help you get onto your path through this health problem. Mm-hmm. So I've seen that a lot. You know, that person has an issue with their health, and it's actually a blessing in disguise, because by the time they resolve the issue, they're now on their path. So
yes.
I just saw a lot of different signs. I think feeling bad every day, or feeling depressed or out of sorts, or being sick or feeling sick, those are definitely key signs.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to someone who is having these signs and feeling that perhaps they are not on the path that really would be their passion, but they're not sure what direction to go? Any recommendation along that line on what they can do to help themselves figure out the direction they want to go in their life?
Yeah, so I hear you on this one, because I think a lot of people, they're in this job that they don't love,
mm-hmm.
and they don't even know what they love anymore. They've gotten so depressed and so closed off that they don't love anything anymore. I mean, I understand that, because I've been there. And so what I feel like a couple things you can do is try to think back to when you were a kid. And what did you love as a child? And so, for example, when I was a child, I loved medicine. I loved the whole idea of helping people get better. And so now I'm in energy medicine. But as a little kid, I kind of knew what my path was. So what was it that you loved as a kid? That's one really big clue into your life purpose. Because I think as kids, we come in knowing our life purpose, and then maybe we forget about it as the burdens of life catch up to us.
Yes.
So that's one thing, is think back. What was that you really loved? And then just in your normal life, what is it that lights you up? Even if it's just something really small. I mean, maybe somebody says something that intrigues you, or maybe there's something where you notice a moment of love and light and clarity. Like, what is it that brings you joy? And even just setting the intent on a daily basis to focus on something every day that lights you up. And eventually I feel like you'll get it. You'll understand where your joy really is.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. Jennifer, with what impact do you think that quantum touch and energy healing, what impact do you think that is making, and where do you see that headed in our future? It really is so exciting, I believe.
Oh, that's an exciting question.
Yes.
Yeah, so the impact of energy medicine, I feel like, and to me is the super exciting part, is it connects people to the part of them that's divine, connects people to their divine love. And once people are connected to the part of themselves that's eternal, I feel like it shifts the focus from maybe, it shifts the focus into a higher state of love in your life, into being more compassionate people. And I mean, it's really hard to hurt somebody when you're connected to your divine love, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, this may sound overly naive and optimistic, but I feel like when everyone in the world connects to their divine love, that's the end of war.
Yes.
And that excites me. I mean, imagine a peaceful,
isn't it?
Planet of harmony where everyone feels safe and loved.
Yes.
And appreciated. I mean, that idea just totally lights me up.
Yes. And the more of information about this, and the more people that get involved and connect, and I mean, it's doing so much for the planet, isn't it? It's so exciting.
And the planet herself, I feel like the planet is a living, breathing being, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard when you're connected to your divine love to want to cause harm to the planet. And so some of the stuff that we do as humans, like I just use war as an example, not only are we hurting other people, but the impact on the planet of war with the resources and the actual bombs hitting the earth. I mean,
yes.
we're hurting the earth in the process. And I think that's really hard to hurt the earth if you really feel connected to the core of the earth as a divine being herself. So
yes.
I think people just when they feel that, they say, oh, I can't hurt the earth anymore.
Yes.
So we do help the planet.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And energy healing is just so amazing. And quantum touch is just such an amazing modality. If anyone hasn't heard of that before, I highly recommend looking into it. And oh, and I love your book. I love your book. We will discuss that a little bit more when we come back. Everyone, we've got to pop out for another break, but Jennifer and I will be right back. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
Everyone, this is Paula Vail, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome. We are in the final segment here with Jennifer Noelle Taylor, amazing author of Love Incorporated, The Business of Doing What You Love. I am just having so much fun with you today, Jennifer.
Well, thank you. Me too.
Oh, I love
talking about this.
Oh, so do I. I would really like to mention something that is in your book, and I just absolutely loved it. You say, your heart is your compass that points you in the direction of your life purpose. Oh, I love that, Jennifer. Tell us a little more about that, please, and what prompted you to put that in print?
Okay, so I feel like the universe is like a cosmic GPS. So, some of the joke is called the God positioning system. So, really, we all have, I believe, a path of the highest good. It's a path of our greatest service, and it's also the path of our greatest joy. Those two things intersect. And so, basically, all you need to do is let your heart kind of direct you down that magical path of the highest good and greatest joy. And when you do that, all of a sudden your life becomes this beautiful tapestry of love, and you're also maximizing the amount of service you can provide. So that's how I view it. Your heart just guides you. It's constantly trying to guide you to that place.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And let's talk a little bit about where spirituality is going today. Spirituality has become a very popular movement, and it's increasingly more accepted by others. Why do you think that is?
I think that we're constantly growing as souls, and so we're constantly evolving. and we're evolving to a space of always more love. And so what's happening, I believe, is this whole planet is evolving. And so as we evolve and see the world as love, we also see the world as spirit. Mm-hmm. And because we realize that our spirit is just love. So I feel like that more and more people are understanding that they are eternal. And the information is becoming more and more readily available. Like, for example, all those movies now that are out about near-death experiences.
Yes.
That there is something out there. I mean, they're becoming mainstream. Yes. I mean, that movie Miracles, it's mainstream media that yes. talks about a magical near-death experience. I mean, that's amazing to me. So I think people are really looking for something more. And also, on the other side, people are getting less and less satisfied with the state of affairs. So it naturally compels people to look in other directions.
Yes.
So that's what I think is happening right now.
Yes, and it's true. I recently interviewed an amazing woman who was asked to do research with a doctor about near-death experiences, and they logged. I had no idea how much of that is out there, and it's amazing what people experience and see, and they actually have proof of. It does tell us how deep our spirituality is, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the interesting part that I've noticed about near-death experiences is there's two questions. How much did you love, and how much did you allow yourself to be loved? The whole focus for a lot of people when they meet their guides and they meet God and they meet their counsel, their spiritual counsel, is it's just the whole focus is on love. So I think people are really understanding that all of this other stuff, we can't take it with us.
Yes.
You know, our houses and, you know, cars
yes.
and money and all that, you know, so really the only thing we have is love.
Yes. The greatest power.
Yeah.
Yes, I really believe it is. And I love with your book, Jennifer, how you pull us connecting to and finding that love within us and letting that help direct our lives, how we can bring that into the career aspect of our lives. That is just so huge for so many.
Yeah, I feel that when you're following your heart in your career, because your career is the way that you put your work out into the world. And so whether it's you work for somebody else or you're working for yourself, when you're following your heart, that's how you serve. Because when your heart's open, you're able to serve at your highest, right? So
yes.
Now let's say you're at a job you don't love. Usually the posture is kind of inward and your heart's kind of shut down. And when your heart's shut down, like, you can't really help people, really. Your heart needs to be open. The more open your heart is, the more you can help. So, and your career allows you to get your work out into the world. So, to me, that's how it's intertwined.
Yes.
With your heart.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that's just spreading so much fantastic energy. So, do you see spirituality increasing from today, even with everything that's going on, and you know, there is fear in the world today, but I think spirituality is gonna help us get through that and even come together in the end.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've noticed with energy healing is a healing response, which sometimes it seems like the condition is getting worse before it gets better, right?
Yes.
Because the body is like pulling out the condition deep from within, bringing it to the surface, and then releasing it. And in that process of pulling it out from deep within the energy to the surface, you may feel bad. So I feel like all the stuff, all the negative stuff that needed to get processed is coming to the surface to be healed and released. So right now it may look worse, but it's actually, I feel like, part of the healing process of the planet saying, okay,
yes.
All right, universe and people here, you got to look at this now. You got to look at this issue heal it and resolve it. That's what spirit is saying, because we're trying to elevate humanity to a higher level. I feel like that's what's going on.
I love it.
Behind the curtain.
I love it. And so with, for the business people out there that, let's say, they work with other employees or they oversee other employees, what would you say to them with bringing in this tool of focusing on that love, bringing that love into their business? How can that change how they work with other employees or how they oversee the employees that they're in charge of? Any recommendations?
So this is a great question.
Yeah. Oh, thank
this
you.
This is a great question. I've been, yeah. When you have employees, one of the things to really do when you hire somebody or work with someone, this is what I do. And when I didn't do it, I had a lot of drama because, you know, one of the biggest complaints I know from other entrepreneurs is employee and staff drama.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you eliminate that? Well, I feel like it's each employee is a piece of the puzzle. So the employee's life purpose can match your life purpose as a business. So some people, their life purpose may be to get involved in a business that's already established rather than doing their own. So in this way, if you align life purposes, so a couple of my employees, I know this is their life purpose. They love what they do. They love working for this organization because it aligns with their mission. So they're already in their greatest joy by working with me, right?
Yes.
Now, also, another thing is, do you love your employees? And I know this may sound really weird, but when you have that feeling of absolute love for your employees, it's the universe way of saying it's the right person for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
When I learned this lesson, mostly by hiring people that I didn't feel that way about. But when I learned this lesson and realized how much I actually could love my employees, their guidance system was talking to my guidance system and saying, yes, this is it. This is my work. So now when there's all this love between you and your employees and they love their job, how can there be drama, right? How
yes.
can there be negativity when everyone's in this space of love?
Yes.
So that, yeah.
I love it. And when employees feel that they are cared for, that you care about them, that can totally change their outlook and what they feel as employees and how they feel about the business. It can change their whole attitude. Oh my gosh, I'm cared about. I'm respected. I'm valued. That can change their whole working environment and how they work with other employees, and it can change where the business goes. So of course then the business will thrive because people are happier and they feel loved. What do you say?
Yeah, when people are happier, first of all, the drama. There's no drama.
Yes.
So
yes.
And that was really my initial problem with employees. I'm like, how come half my day is spent with dealing with employee drama? I mean, this is ridiculous. I used to be in that space, and I know there's other companies out there where employee drama consumes a lot of those.
And it can be drama, competition, where if you turn that around to caring and team, everybody wins and everybody feels good. I love it.
Yeah, and, you know, when you care for your employees, they care for you. It's
yes.
mutual.
Yes.
You know, they're willing to go the extra mile. I mean, without feeling like you're assigning people work, they want to do the work because
yes.
they know that you care about them. They care about you. It's like it brings the whole energy up.
Yes.
And I love that.
Gives them pride. Oh, that's a powerful message, Jennifer. That really is. We just have about 4 more minutes of the show, Jennifer. Could you please share with the listeners how they can reach you and get a copy of your book, and any last words that you want to share with them today?
Okay, sure. Yeah. So my book is actually available on Amazon. It's called Love Incorporated. Or if you want to go to my website, which talks more about my book, the website is www.loveincorporatedthebook.com. Or if you want to learn more about energy healing, you can go to www.cleanenergy.com. quantumtouch.com. That's my company, Quantum Touch. And then my last words is a favorite quote from my book, which is, follow your heart always.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And follow your heart. You know, that says so much. That says so much.
Yeah, it's the bottom line, really. The bottom line.
Yes. So what would you... Let's end with, give us what you would recommend to someone listening today that says, I want to follow my heart. I want to pay attention to my heart and listen to my heart. This is something I'm going to think about or do every day from now on. What would you say to them? What would you recommend?
Spend 10 minutes a day or more doing something that you love with the intent to receive guidance from the universe for your life direction.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So 10 minutes of something you love, which is something different for all of us. And in a way, that's loving yourself, isn't it? By giving yourself this 10 minutes.
It's loving yourself. And then it's such intent, like, okay, universe, I want to hear your guidance, because I want to go into doing what I love in my life. The universe is very happy to offer guidance. You know, one of the things is we have free will, so we have to ask. Yes. And the universe isn't just going to say, all right, here you go, whether you want it or not. And the universe doesn't work that way. It's permission-based. So, but if you open your heart for 10 minutes a day, and you're, my favorite is petting the cat or working in the garden. The universe, that's an opportunity for the universe to speak. And that's so wonderful.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, Jennifer, I just have to say thank you so much. You were just so fantastic. You're just such a gift to so many and to the world. I'm so happy to have had the honor of having you on the show today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I mean, this has been, you're such an amazing host, and I just love getting to know you, and I really appreciate being on the show, so thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I would really love to see us get together again, because there's just such great messages and such sharing and connecting with the listeners that is so beautiful.
That's great. That'd be great.
Oh. Well, love and hugs your way, Jennifer. To our listeners out there, love and hugs. Blessings to everybody, and have a happy day, everyone.
Yes, blessings. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Goodbye, everyone. Mm-hmm.